Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers have arrested two individuals in Seward on multiple drug-related counts after a two-month investigation. According to the dispatch on the arrest, the investigation of 58-year-old Michelle Spears and 68-year-old John Hoogland, both of Seward, began on July 23rd of this year and culminated in the pair's arrest on Thursday, September 19th. On Thursday, Alaska State Troopers and Alaska Wildlife Troopers based in Seward executed a search warrant on a residence in Seward. There, troopers discovered that Spears and Hoogland were in possession of fentanyl pills, fentanyl powder, heroin, methamphetamine, hydrocodone, LSD, psilocybin mushrooms, dronabinol, and suboxone with the intent to distribute. Troopers also discovered packaging materials, digital scales, $1,674, multiple cell phones, counterfeit money, and ledgers detailing the sales of illegal drugs for over 4 years. Evidence seized during the search warrant implicated numerous other individuals, and further charges are expected to follow. Spears and Hoogland were placed under arrest for 3 counts of misconduct involving controlled substances in the second degree, 4 counts of misconduct involving controlled substances in the third degree, and 1 count of misconduct involving controlled substances in the fourth degree. Additionally, Spears was charged with 1 count of violating her conditions of release. Both Spears and Hoogland were remanded to the Wildwood pretrial without bail. The investigation is ongoing. Fat Bear Week is back. Weigh in with fat bears and vote for your favorite one as Fat Bear Week returns to Katmai National Park and Preserve October 2nd through the 8th of this year. Choose the bear that has what it takes to survive the winter and experience the crowning of the champion at fatbearweek.org. The competition satisfies your hunger for bears, salmon, and other wonders of the Katmai, said Park Superintendent Mark Sturm, all with one bite. Fat Bear Week is an annual park competition that celebrates brown bears' healthy appetites and the nourishing ecosystem in which they thrive. Bears feast on one of the greatest salmon runs on Earth. All votes are cast at fatbearweek.org in this March Madness-style bracket competition in which bears compete daily in head-to-head matchups for the title of 2024 Fat Bear Week Champion. It begins with Fat Bear Jr. voting that takes place on September 26th and 27th. That bracket will be revealed on September 24th. Voting for Fat Bear Week takes place between October 2nd and the 8th. The bracket will be revealed on September 30th. The Fat Bear Champion will be crowned on October 8th. Two Anchorage pedestrians were struck and killed by vehicles over the weekend, according to police. That brings the total number of fatal vehicle pedestrian crashes in Anchorage in September to 6, the most in a single month since at least 2013, according to Traffic City data. At around 7:30 p.m. on Friday, police responded to a fatal vehicle pedestrian accident at the intersection of East 36th Avenue and the Seward Highway. A man was struck by two different vehicles as he crossed the northbound lanes about 500 feet from a crosswalk, according to police. He was transported to a hospital where he was declared dead. Then on Saturday at 9:07 p.m., Anchorage police responded to another accident near West Northern Lights Boulevard at Minnesota Drive. A woman was struck by a car while crossing the westbound lanes, again about 500 feet from a crosswalk, police said. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. The deaths bring this year's total number of fatal pedestrian vehicle crashes to 13. Police say that's as many crashes as seen in 2023 and 2022 combined. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.